About 2 weeks ago, rehearsals for Carteret Community Theater's production of Lion King Jr. were underway at Carteret Community College. This year's performance almost didn't happen. During Hurricane Florence, the roof of their permanent venue caved in, destroying the theater. Instead of canceling, the troupe committed to holding rehearsals wherever they could find space, like in churches and schools.
Just because our building is gone right now doesn't mean our spirit is gone. We are the theater.
That's Carteret Community Theater choreographer Katie Dixon. She lost her home during Hurricane Florence.
This was the first storm that we've ever left for. We always stay. My husband, who's a fire captain, looked at me and said, "You guys are going this time." So my daughter, my dogs, and I went to Florida to his parents.
Soon after Florence, Dixon says they received word from neighbors that part of their roof had collapsed.
A friend of ours had a key, went in and saw that the whole roof had collapsed in my daughter's room and everything was destroyed. And then from there, we had to rip up every flooring, everything. So we lost our home completely.
Dixon says a friend allowed her family to temporarily stay at their beach house while it was on the market.
For that little bit of time there, my husband and I, you know, we cried together, we prayed together.
A few days before Christmas, Dixon found out her family wouldn't be able to move back into their home because the damage was too bad. They also learned the beach house where they were staying had a buyer.
My husband, being a fire captain, he has a wonderful sense about him of reality, and this is how we're going to get it done. I'm the emotional one. I was the one flipping out. My anxiety took over. We're homeless. Oh, no. Yeah. And he just talked to me, and we said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I immediately got on the internet looking at homes to rent. I called every resource I had. I called every realtor friend that I knew, and I knew I had to do it for my family. We had to have a place to live, so I did it.
Despite Dixon's situation, she may have an innate ability to rebound more quickly after a crisis, something psychologists call resiliency. Vice chair of the Department of Psychology at ECU's Brody School of Medicine, Dr. Tony Johnson.
There's a whole science looking at resilience, and we don't know a lot, but what we do know from actually both animals that are studied that can be shown to have some resilience, as well as humans, is that there does seem to be part of it, not all of it, but part of it sort of inborn, or in other words, some people do seem to have inherited kind of a little bit more than others, but that's not the whole story.
Johnson says strong, healthy relationships have a great influence on resilience. According to the American Psychological Association, having supportive individuals in your life, whether they're friends or family, can help bolster resilience. So can developing a hopeful outlook on life.
It's a part of cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT as we call it, but you can actually practice it, you know, outside of a therapy session.
It's not easy, but part of developing resilience is learning how to challenge negative thoughts.
Once your awareness is there that you're doing it, then you do stop, acknowledge it, and say, okay, how can I look at this same situation? The situation doesn't change, but how can I look at this same situation in a more positive way?
Johnson says thinking optimistically actually changes your brain chemistry, releasing dopamine and serotonin, which are those feel-good chemicals. Getting plenty of exercise, addressing problems head-on, and getting involved in activities that benefit the community are other ways to boost resilience.
Following something like a hurricane or a flood, the community rallies, you know, in the midst of sometimes of the actual crisis to help each other, to kind of have a sense of we're all in this together. And that is very positive, and not just kind of helping your neighbor out, but it really does something to your brain chemistry when there is empathy that's shared among people.
That brings us back to Hakuna Matata, which literally means no worries. It took support from the community to ensure Carteret Community Theater could perform this year's production of Lion King Jr. Choreographer Katie Dixon says the circle of support from cast, crew members, and the local community has been invaluable, and the rehearsals have been cathartic.
If there's a scene where they have to be angry, we go there and we talk, especially in my theater classes and in rehearsals, we've talked about it. Okay, what right now is making you angry? Show that on stage. So it can help with an emotional response, especially with recovery, you know, because there are, I know three of them that did lose their home and they're still living with their grandmother because their house is gone. You know, they lost everything, but they're here on that stage and they're happy here.
Life is full of uncertainty, and facing difficult situations is inevitable. ECU's Johnson says learning to be grateful, no matter the circumstances, goes a long way in building resiliency.
If you live long enough on this earth, you're more likely going to run into opportunities to really call on your resilience. So practicing it during a time when you're not in crisis, because there's always life changes that you can practice to be flexible, to have a positive outlook, and to kind of pull some inner strength and not just complain, but focus on positive things in life.
In other words, Hakuna Matata. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.